Blog Talk Radio.
When the sun set up down,
Shalom, everyone. This is Yaina Yisrael with another edition of the Yehuda Project. It is the first day of the week. And what a day it is. It is a blessing to be alive. It is a blessing to be here. It is a blessing to be a Hebrew Israelite. And it is a blessing to have Yah as our Elohim. If anybody can hear me over here, just to make sure I'm being heard, somebody push one. Anybody push one. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. What a beautiful day it is. You know, Mr. Rogers said it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Oh, praise be to my... Okay, we got some issues. Now, I don't usually talk to world leaders, but I'm going to have to talk to Vladimir Putin today. I'm going to have to. I don't get in the fight. I ain't got nothing to do with the war, but we're going to have a conversation. I'm not representing the United States under no circumstances, but President Putin, if you listen to me under the sound of my voice, please let her come home. She made a mistake. She messed up. She wasn't thinking, as young people never do, but have mercy on her and let her come home. I'm saying that for a reason because I want y'all to hear this crazy stuff. All right, here we go. Take a listen. Here we go.
Two-time USA gold medalist Brittany Griner is detained in Russia for allegedly having vape cartridges in her luggage at the Moscow airport. Griner, who plays for the Phoenix Mercury, was arrested in February. The Russian Customs Service says the cartridges contained cannabis oil, which could carry a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison. WNBA says their main priority is her swift and safe return to the United States. So to help us understand why Brittany Griner is there and what's happening to keep athletes safe, we're joined by Mike Cound, the president of Cound Group Global, an organization that works with basketball players overseas. Mike, thank you for being here. Why are these athletes in Russia right now?
Well, I think almost everybody's out now, but they're over there earning a supplemental living in their sport in women's basketball. Almost all of them are WNBA players. Some of them are not, but they're either supplementing their income or they're making their income in Russia, Turkey, Spain, Italy, France, Hungary, the Czech Republic, several other countries.
Now, I know you helped three players evacuate from Russia since the start of this war. What was the process like to get them out?
Well, it went in stages. It sort of all happened real quickly after the invasion, and some of it was a personal feeling that it's time to just get out of there, at least temporarily, because at the time that the ones I was working with got out, it was more of a temporary thing in theory, not really knowing what's about to happen. My concern was we don't know what the reaction's going to be from the people. We don't know exactly, you know, what could happen with the banking situation. Are you going to be able to get paid? Are you going to be able to get flights out? Things along those lines. So my thing is, let's take a temporary hiatus, get home, and just sort of reevaluate, you know, watch the news, let's see where it goes. It's gotten worse since then. So, yeah.
And I know you can't speak to Brittany's case specifically, but how complicated is it to help someone in a situation like the one she's in right now?
I think that reaches a level of complication I can't even fathom. What I was doing was simply telling the teams, hey, we need to move on out of here for a while and help them book flights, terminate their contracts, simple stuff. Her thing is another whole, you know, wormhole that I'm, you know, quite concerned about. I have a lot of players that are very close to her, are very concerned. As you say, I don't know a lot about their situation, but I know she has really good representation. She's got a good league behind her, a good players association behind her, and but it's scary. There's no way around that. What I'm telling you is has nothing to do with that situation. It's completely different.
Right. I understand. All right, Mike Cound, we appreciate your time today. Thank you, Mike.
Here we go. One more. Here we go. Check this out.
Griner, the two-time WNBA All-Star, under arrest in Russia, facing a drug charge. Now, the timing for arrest is raising questions this morning, and ABC Zorin Shaw joins us now with more from Los Angeles. Zorin, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Gio. Secretary Blinken speaking out about this recent incident this morning, just hours ago, saying any time an American is detained anywhere in the world, they stand ready to help. All this coming as the State Department is urging American citizens to get out of Russia. This morning, the U.S. State Department telling all U.S. citizens to depart Russia immediately amid heightened tensions. It's an increasing urgent message, with American officials now saying they are severely limited on helping U.S. citizens who choose to remain in Russia. WNBA star and two-time gold medalist Brittany Griner caught in the crosshairs of those tensions between the U.S. and Russia. The State Department saying they are aware of her arrest. Video released by Russian Customs showing a woman appearing to be a 6'9" Phoenix Mercury player going through airport security near Moscow. A statement beneath the video saying they found vape cartridges containing cannabis oil in her luggage, which in Russia could result in up to 10 years in prison. Griner had been in Russia playing for the country's UMMC Kattenberg team. Now her agent saying they can confirm that as we work to get her home, her mental and physical health remain our primary concern. It's unclear if the move by Russia was retaliatory and how long Griner been detained, a Russian statement only claiming her arrest occurred sometime in February. Her case sparking an outcry on social media, with many using the hashtag FreeBritney, now for Griner. Overnight, Griner's high school basketball coach telling Britney to stay strong.
Know that you have thousands of people rooting for you and praying for you. Don't give up.
Two other Americans are also being held in American jails. Former Marines Trevor Reed and Paul Whelan, they have been behind bars for years. Their families and American officials saying their charges were fabricated, a part of what's called hostage diplomacy. Eva?
Zarina Alforis there, thank you. And joining us now is Bill Taylor, a former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, who is now a vice president of the United States Institute for Peace.
All right, I'm going to stop it right there for now. Okay. You know, sometimes we just don't think. And I'm not sure when this happened, but she was detained in February. Brittany Griner is a African-American young lady that plays women's basketball. And she is now detained in Russia for carrying... Well, you heard it. Cannabis oil. Some people say it was hashish oil. Some people say it was cannabis oil. I don't know. But that's pretty serious. And, you know, this just ain't the time for that. This really ain't the time for that, for real, because this is not our war. We don't have nothing to do with this. And this is not the time for that. So, you know, this is kind of serious for her to be in this situation, to be over there stuck, because it carries up to 10 years in prison. 10! Oh, my goodness. Let me open up the mic. Brother Yerushalayim, what you think about all that? That's a lot.
Man, it is a lot. I mean, I'm just trying to say, oof, maybe she should have, you know, like you said, it ain't time for all that. I pray the sister get home safe and sound, and I hope you have a heart and let her go. But this is just, like you said, this is just not time for all this.
Not to be over there. I mean, in the middle of this is just, you know, we don't have nothing. This ain't our war. We don't have nothing to do with this. Nope. But, you know, my son, when he finished with his college basketball, he was thinking about going overseas and playing ball, and I'm like, I don't know about that. I really don't. Because you really at the mercy of their laws. And maybe she forgot it was in the bag. I don't know what it was, but, oh, my goodness.
I just wish our folks, Judah, would just sit down.
Yeah.
Let's sit down and get quiet now. Be quiet, be still. But it ain't our fight, like you said, and I hope she come home safe.
Yeah, because you remember the last guy that did something. Where was he at? Was he in China or somewhere? I forgot because he was
from China.
And when he came home, he was in a coma. He never recovered.
Oh, that was North Korea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That was North Korea. I didn't know he come out.
Yes. You know. It's like, oh, you know, this is not our war. We don't have nothing to do with this, you know. And sometimes, you know, you can't do what you do over here, over there. In them countries, you just can't do the same thing. They have different laws. They have different everything. And you have to really be mindful of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they die. Lord have mercy. Hold on. Open up. Barry Code 347. Your mic is open. You on the air.
Huh. Shalom, brothers and sisters. Do you think that this might be something more spiritual? Because I can't believe that she was so dumb to leave that thing in her bag. And it just like how we were talking yesterday on the Sabbath school, that Putin might be, you know, for the moment, the Most High might have put him in position for the moment to further his plan. She might be there for the moment because the Russians definitely know who we are. They got all the iconography. You hear them singing about us, sleeping over here and such. She might be there.
Yeah.
For something.
Yeah, well, like I said, you know, we're not a State Department representative for the United States, but you know, President Vladimir Putin, you know, this is from the nation of Yehuda, the Israelites in exile. Please let this child come home. She made a mistake. This is not our war. Please let her come home. Some young people do dumb stuff sometimes, and they don't think because we've all been, you know, we've all made some bad decisions, you know, and have mercy on her because, like you said, they have all of the books and the icons. They know who the Israelites are. You know, they know that they are supposed to guard us. They know that. That's just not no question about that. Whether they will ever admit that publicly is one thing. But please let that child come home. You know, that I don't know. I have no idea. Hold on. Area code 928, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yeah, let me just tell you a story that happened to me. And it happened either 1 or 2 years ago. But I was feeding the pigeons in Mexico. A friend had invited me to Mexico to feed the pigeons. So they bought some seeds. We bought some seeds and we fed the pigeons. And I know I shook out my bag, but when I got to the border to come back, they found 2 seeds in the plastic bag. Now, I never thought of, you know, that there would be anything in there because I know I shook out the bag, but it might have been where I was pinching the bag that those 2 seeds stayed in the bag, the plastic bag. And they had me go into the room, and they were saying, well, we got 2 seeds right here. And you said that, you know, when you go past the border, you say you don't bring no food, no seeds. Well, I didn't think nothing of it because I was like, well, I know I shut the bag out. But something like that, had it been from Russia or Turkey or some other country, they might have detained me and, you know, it might have been a big trouble. But since Mexico was friendly enough to say, you know, well, don't let it happen again, I said from here on I would throw the bags away instead of trying to hold on to the bag because you never know when you're going to need, you know, to put something, you know. So I was holding on to the bag. But something that simple would put you in trouble. So it could very well be a mistake or something. I'm just letting you know, she's right. When you go to these other countries, they want to know your blood type. They want to know everything. They want to look down your eyeballs, especially if you're American. Oh, my gosh. I was, like, wondering, well, why are they making me go in the room? And I had no idea that it was just 2 seeds, you know.
Two.
Tiny. Two. Probably like the grain of a mustard. These were tiny. You could barely see them.
Right. I bet it scared you to death, didn't it? It's like, oh, Lord. Because you don't realize because you're so used to living in America and you take things for granted that when you go through customs, you know, certain things you can't bring from one country to the next. You know, you just can't do it. You know, so I mean, I remember coming from the UK to the United States, and we had to throw, I don't know what it was, but we had to throw it in the trash before we were actually allowed to come through customs. So you really have to be careful when you go to these countries, you know, to do whatever. That's why we pleading, you know, with the administration of Russia, please give her a pass. I mean, you know, we don't, you know, sometimes you just don't think. And, you know, so, you know, she probably wasn't thinking, just like you didn't think about the two seeds. Like, it's only two seeds. But they have to go through that process. And right now, this is not the time for that.
And that was a scary situation. It was 2 years ago, so I can only imagine what they're doing now since other things have happened.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, so let me play one more. These is our people talking. Now, check this out.
James Malcolm Nance and Jason Johnson. Listen, we've been breaking news all hour. We did get that guidance from the State Department that everyone in America or everyone in Russia, every American in Russia needs to leave immediately. I'm going to bring in Josh Lederman now, our reporter. He's coming to us from Brussels. He's going to join us by the phone and talk us through this. Josh, thanks so much for hustling to get with us. Why the urgency of this guidance from the State Department now? Walk us through what you're hearing.
Well, we should point out, first of all, Tiffany, that the U.S. government has been urging Americans for weeks now to consider leaving Russia. So a part of this, you know, it builds on what the U.S. has been saying for some time, that there are risks right now to Americans who are remaining in Russia and that it could become more and more difficult to get out. But the previous travel warnings from the State Department used language that said Americans should consider leaving, should urgently look for options to get out of the country that do not involve the assistance of the U.S. government. Today, this updated travel warning is significantly strengthening that language. There's no consider, there's no look into. The U.S. government saying now U.S. citizens who are in Russia should leave immediately. And part of what they are looking at is not only the fact that given that the U.S. and the EU have now banned Russian airplanes from their airspace and vice versa, meaning that it's much more difficult to get out of a flight out, but also the fact that the U.S. has a diminished diplomatic presence in the country right now as a result of the mutual rejections, evictions, we call it persona non grata, but essentially kicking out each other's diplomats, means that there's not as many U.S. diplomats on the ground right now in Russia who are able to assist U.S. citizens should they get into trouble, should they need help leaving the country, or should they have something happen to them in Russia and need consular assistance. If under international law, if an American citizen were to be detained in Russia, for example, the Russians would be expected to provide consular access, meaning a U.S. diplomat would be able to go visit them, help them to a certain degree to coordinate legal services or other help that they might need. But that is a diminished capacity that the U.S. government has right now. And this builds on reporting that we put out at NBC News a few days ago saying that several U.S. officials were telling us that the U.S. government was very concerned about the possibility that Russia could detain U.S. citizens who are in Russia as a response and retaliation for U.S. sanctions and stepped up pressure, particularly that there was a concern that they could detain U.S. business people who are operating in the country who comply with those U.S. sanctions. So that increases the urgency for the U.S. government in wanting to make sure Americans there get out while they still can. The State Department saying in that most recent travel warning just a few minutes ago that limited commercial flight options are still available. Those, of course, are not direct flights to the U.S. They're not direct flights to the EU, but ostensibly people in Russia could still fly via Dubai, via Tel Aviv, other regional transportation hubs, and then make their way to the U.S. or somewhere else. The government at this point saying that Americans should find their way to any country other than Russia. Tiffany.
That's quite frightening, Josh. I know you've been reporting. I do want to draw your attention to, we just brought breaking news last segment, Brittany Griner, she's a WNBA player. She has been detained by Russian authorities there. According to the reporting, she had some a hash cartridge filled with oil. So what you're saying is compounding with what we're hearing about her being detained there as well. So as I understand it, there will be no assistance to help the Americans flee Russia, if that's what you're saying.
Not exactly. The remaining U.S. diplomats who are working in Russia, as well as their colleagues who are outside of Russia, who are in neighboring countries or who are at the State Department in Washington, are still going to do everything they can to help Americans. But the State Department is warning that their ability to do that is severely limited and is diminishing. So that means that even if the State Department and its diplomats want to help and try to help, they may not be able to provide the kinds of assistance to Americans who either want to leave or who get into some type of an issue in Russia that they would under normal circumstances.
And Josh, I just want to be clear, because I know that you were saying before that there was encouragement, strong encouragement to leave. The stark contrast today is to leave immediately. I know you spoke a lot about it before, but is there something, a major thing that happened that prompted this change in guidance?
Well, we don't know exactly, but I think that the signs have been mounting that there are increasing concerns about Americans in Russia. Most recently, there was the announcement in Russia that that journalists who report in a way that the Russian government doesn't feel is factual could be subjected to up to 15 years in prison. We heard from the Russian top diplomat Sergei Lavrov today saying that that law needs to be implemented. They need to actually act on that law. So that speaks directly to the kind of growing reasons that the U.S. government is seeing to be able to now make this recommendation that all American citizens who are in the country should leave.
Quite frightening, Josh. We will definitely keep our eye on this. Before I let you go, just one quick question. You know, we have a lot of journalists across the country in Russia helping to bring this very important story. There's a lot of protests happening in Russia, over 100 protests. In different Russian cities, including President Vladimir Putin's home city of St. Petersburg. What does this mean for journalists who are there helping to tell these important stories?
Well, all I can say is that, you know, there is that new law that we discussed that certainly has caused some concern, and we know that a number of Western news organizations, such as the BBC and others, have announced that temporarily they will not be broadcasting out of Russia while they examine this new law and the implications for it.
Josh, thanks so much for bringing all this breaking news to us. This is quite the developing story. We will definitely keep our eye on it all morning, and we're going to bring in our panel into this discussion now to talk about what the great reporting that Josh just informed us. Malcolm, I want to turn to you on this because this is your lane, my friend. You are such a value to this network right now. Walk us through what you just heard Josh say. What does this mean for Americans who are still there?
Well, you know, there are generally tens of thousands of Americans who are working overseas or who may be dual national citizens. We saw this problem with Afghanistan. We tried to get out every one of the American citizens. There were many who didn't want to leave. This is the exact same circumstance. We do have limited consular capability. We tend to rely on other embassies who might have diplomatic relations. I don't know whether this is a run-up to a complete and total diplomatic break with Russia. I mean, it seems very dire the way that they're putting it. But again, like we saw with the WNBA player, this is a circumstance that Russia can exploit through a hostile government detention. By the way, can I make a quick point about that? By arresting an African-American woman, the charge she's going to be done with is they're going to try to zip her up as a U.S. drug dealer bringing drugs into Russia. And they are going to get her to confess to something, and it's going to hurt. And it's going to hurt every other citizen who remains inside of Russia. So people, if you can leave, leave.
Jesus.
Very, very frightening indeed.
Lord, Lord have mercy. Hold on, I'm going to let the rest of it play. Hold on.
This is also your lane. Happy to have you here this morning. What's your take on this latest guidance out of Russia, the new law in Russia that, you know, protesting could lead to 10 to 15 years in prison, yet the people persist. They're still protesting. What does that say about what's happening on ground there?
The first thing that it tells me is that the Russian people didn't want this. The Russian people didn't want to wake up to war. And now we really are in a situation where things are escalating. As I'm watching the footage, as I'm listening to the on-ground reporting, the only thing that I could think of is we're going to be doing this for a while. I just got really scared and really nervous because this has really changed the calculus. You are now detaining Americans. And then, like I said, my worry is, like Malcolm just said, that Britney will be exploited. And the way that it's going to reverberate back here, people are going to want the U.S. president to do something to get her out of there. And it's going to cause more friction, more internal friction here. So in terms of strategy, I'm seeing how this is going to play out, and I am getting nervous. This woman will be exploited. And not to mention the other Americans who were there, but her race and her gender has a lot to do with it. And I am just really nervous for where this is going to go. And one of the things that, you know, I definitely want to implore is that right now, America, we need to be more united than ever, because the way that these campaigns are going to work against us, we've seen it happen time after time after time. But right now, it's just gotten really, really serious. And right now, division is not what we need.
I completely agree, Jason. Something that makes me very nervous about all of this happening is I wonder what it will take to have direct engagement from the U.S. government. They have one of our citizens. They're saying Americans leave. What does this mean for us domestically?
Well, you remember a couple years ago you had one of the Ball sons get caught up in something in China.
Yeah, that's right.
And supposedly you had this situation back and forth, and Donald Trump tried to take credit for it, et cetera, et cetera. This might be an instance where the President of the United States has to make a particular call. But I want to add to this because I think this is important. There's just a practical issue here. Have you ever tried to leave town at the last minute? In the United States, that's not easy.
Yeah.
This isn't cheap, right? We're talking about price inflation. We're talking about $600, $700 to get in an Uber. This is not going to be easy for the Americans who want to leave. Not everybody there is rich. And I want to also say this. When we talk about exploitation, we talk about how people are treated by different kinds of government. Brittany Griner isn't just a black woman. She isn't just a WNBA player. She is a queer woman. Mm-hmm. And we know the kinds of issues and how the LGBTQ community is treated in Russia. This is, we don't know if she's there with her spouse or anything else like that, but this could be a very, very, very difficult situation and one that probably would require the United States to get involved. So, and it's not going to be the last story like this. There will be other people from local towns. There's going to be somebody in Houston. There's somebody in Austin and everything else like that screaming, going on Facebook saying, I need to get out of here. We don't know how this is going to work now, and it's going to be a very, very dangerous and very touchy situation for the next couple of weeks.
All right, y'all, there you go. Have at it. There you go. Not only is she going through that, but she's also gay, and Russians don't take kindly to people that are gay. So on top of all that, I just don't understand why she would do that. I just, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe it was just a slip of the mind. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't get that. I mean, real. You know, it just, let me see, hold on. Area code 540, do you want to say something on this matter? Your mic is open. Unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. I'll mute it back. And that's something. Woo!
That's just incredible. It is incredible that, you know, when you're going overseas and places like that, one thing that you're always cognizant about is the stuff that you bring in and carry in with you. You really cognizant about that because you're reminded of that constantly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know I was. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It just was not something that you took lightly. I mean, you're going into a whole nother country, a whole nother jurisdiction, with all kind of different laws and things that, I don't know. I just don't know. She's in a very serious position right now. Very serious. Very serious.
Yeah.
Carries 10 years in prison.
You might not want to do prison. Don't want to do prison overseas because them prisons overseas, they ain't no joke.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, my goodness. This is just too much. You know? I'd like to sit there. Hopefully, this is something spiritual. You know, hopefully. You know what I'm saying? Because, I don't know. Maybe she forgot it was in there. I'm just going to give her the benefit of the doubt that she really forgot it was in there. You know? I don't know. But it's a big deal. This is a big deal. You know?
We think when we get to a certain status,
yeah,
we think that we on equal playing fields with them other folks, and we not.
Nope. Sure ain't. Nope. That's the truth. That is the truth. And it's a rude awakening sometimes. You know, we really do. We forget. Like you said, I see you, area code 919. We forget. You know, that we're not on the same level. We're not, you know what I'm saying, no matter what you do, no. Area code 919, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was also just going to add, it could also have political ramifications for the Democratic Party, especially if there's dissatisfaction with elections coming up that, you know, that they can't get her out of there. That could affect Biden and his presidency and the Democrats. And I was remembering, like, I think it was at the Iran-Contra years ago where, you know, they were holding hostages, and then the minute the new president came in, then they let them go. So it was completely political to help, you know, get out the administration that was currently in.
Yes, ma'am. All of it, it's really serious. Like he said, you don't want to go to prison in a whole other country at all under no circumstances, because theirs is not like ours. I don't want to go to prison, period. So I don't, where, no matter where it is, but if I had to go somewhere, it would be in the United States. I mean, you know, but I don't know. It's just, just have mercy on her. You know, she made a mistake. She just really made a big mistake. She did. It was like one time my brother-in-law was going to court about something. My ex-brother-in-law, he was going to court about something and forgot he had a gun in his briefcase. Now, he had a permit to carry, but he came up in the building with a gun in his briefcase. And all hell broke loose behind that. I mean, I don't know how long it took him to get out of it, but it was a big deal. You know, you walking in there with a, because back then you didn't have a license to carry concealed. You know what I mean? You have it inside of a briefcase, it's concealed. And he forgot it was in there. Like, ugh. So, it's a lot. You know, we just going to have to really pray for her. You know, that y'all show her some mercy. Because she needs some mercy right now, because she's at the mercy of a whole nother government. Woo! And I hope they don't make an example out of her. You know, I really do. I hope they don't make an example out of her because, man, you know, 10 years? How old is she? Let me see how old she is. Her name is Brittany.
Yeah, late 20s, early 30s, somewhere in there.
She is, let me see. How old is she? She is, they got her all over YouTube, all over everywhere. They say she worth about $17 million.
Yeah, she is. Yes, she is.
She's 31 years old.
I knew it was close.
She about 31 years old. Yeah, she's worth about $17 million.
Why not buy that stuff here?
Huh?
My brother was saying, you got $17 million. Why not buy it? If you got to have it, why don't you just wait till you're on?
Not wait till you get there, because I'm sure they had some drugs in Russia.
Yeah.
Wait till you get there. When we was in the United Kingdom, it was plenty of hash ass running around. Believe me when I tell you what. You put it by the way you get it. Don't bring it with you. Jeez.
Yep.
Terrible. She, yay, 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 yay. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. We're going to really have to pray. We really are going to have to pray for her. Because, boy, you know? Yes, indeed. I mean, you know, it's a lot. Because she's definitely in Russia. And they definitely have detained her. You know?
Say again? We got to do a lot of praying for that one.
Yeah, buddy. Yes, indeed. You know, yeah, because she's a, like they said, she's a celebrity more or less, you know? That's going to take a lot. God, we need you to help her out because, I mean, ain't nobody else. You know, they already talking about it. Ain't nothing we could do. It's like we're going to be limited as to what we're going to be able to do. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, when I heard that yesterday, I was like, Lord have mercy. But it happens, you know. People do that. Like the lady said, she had two seeds, two little bitty seeds, and they took her through the run around for two seeds. You know, that's why I tell everybody, when you go on these vacations and you go into these other countries, when you're on these cruises and you're taking cruises, and you are in international waters, you have to really be careful with what you do and how you conduct yourself. You know, this is going to be an international incident. And this ain't even our war. We don't even have nothing to do with this stuff.
No, we don't.
Oh, area code 904, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. How's everybody? This is my first time joining you. So first of all, thank you for joining me. All praises to the Most High.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I wanted to bring something I thought about during the process is the fact that this actually is happening for a reason. Obviously, we know that spiritually, judgment first happens. It starts in our house, and by her being over there, all eyes are being placed on her for a reason, and it's to place our eyes on the Most High, not only to keep her in prayer, but to examine our house as we are now as a people. Okay, and this the fact that she's 31, if you turn that around, that's 13. So everything has significance with this particular case. And I think we're going to see some attention brought to African Americans even more because of that. So bad things do happen, and we will definitely keep her in prayer. But this is going to have some implications as to the house of Yah as a whole. So thank you for allowing me to. Kind of comment. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for your comment. I think you tell right. I really do. I mean, you know, well, we know nothing happens. Everything happens for a reason, you know. But you know, I don't. You know, maybe this is the Most High testing Putin to see if he's gonna have compassion on her. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, because this is not our war. We don't have anything to do with this. Even with the United States, this has nothing to do with us. I mean, you know, we feel for the Ukrainian people and the things that they're going through and all of the, you know, whatever's going on, we don't have anything to do with this. This is, you know, this has nothing to do with us as a people, you know, and it's just, and even as a nation, this has nothing to do with us.
Nope.
For her, you know, it's just, Lord, y'all help her. Please be there with her. You know, they talking about her mental and physical. Yeah, I mean, I can imagine. Any kind of jail is bad. Like she said, no matter where you go to jail, jail ain't nothing. It ain't fun no kind of way. But to be in another country? never want to have to go for no reason. I try to keep my nose clean. Now I'm not perfect. Now there's been times that in my earlier years that I've done some things that probably wanted me to go, but y'all showed me some mercy. Thank you, y'all. But I'm just saying, another country. Nope. You know, and the fact that she is of the LGBT community too. That's a whole nother monster.
That's gonna be a big deal in itself.
Yes. Yes. Have mercy on her, y'all. Have mercy on her. Have mercy on her. You know, because they actually show her going into the airport. Hold on, let me hit this one up real quick. Here we go. Let me see what they...
We're back with a Fox News alert. WNBA player Brittany Griner detained in Russia and facing potential prison time. Griner arrested at a Moscow airport in February on drug smuggling charges after vape cartridges were found in her luggage. Dagan, I'll go to you first because there really isn't anything Putin won't do.
That's true, and it, as you were pointing out, it happened in February. And the United States has told Americans to get out of Russia. And I think that this serves as a very clear warning that you have to be, that Americans should not be in Russia at this time. And it's you know, not clear if this was a plant or whether she did indeed have this cannabis oil on her. But it's just, what can the U.S. do to get her out of Russia at this point?
Right. And Sean, what does the State Department do at this point right now when Russia is at war with Ukraine?
Yeah, right. So I don't think we have a whole lot of friends in Russia right now to help us get her out. But maybe the lesson for me, and as a dad, I would say don't do drugs, right? And don't do drugs or have drugs when you're in Russia. When they're looking for any excuse to detain Americans, and especially high-profile athletes like this. But I got to say, though, to Dagan's point, I'm not sure if this was planted on her. I feel bad because the sentence is 5 to 10 years. They made it seem like she had like pounds of marijuana on her. So this is a political move. I would imagine that once the Ukraine conflict dissipates, she'll be coming home.
Yeah, and Joey, I mean, what do you think? Is this Putin's way of dangling American in front of the world and daring us to do something more?
No, absolutely. I think it's a very small amount of drugs, and she's facing, I think, 10 years in prison. That's obviously a political. That's exactly what this is. I don't think Vladimir Putin cares near as much about a small amount of marijuana as he does an opportunity to have another point of leverage over the United States. That's why, going back to the last segment, something like oil and gas is a place we could have leverage. We're choosing not to have it. And meanwhile, Russia's using every point of leverage they can find to include this innocent American citizen who just happened to be in the wrong country, obviously at the wrong time.
Right, and we should point out, and Dagan, we can talk about this, she's been playing there for several years. A lot of WNBA players make a lot of money playing in the offseason.
You were reading my mind, Alicia. Many female professional basketball players here in the United States, they actually have to play year-round. They play 12 months out of the year because they don't make that much money playing basketball. It would shock you what some female professional basketball players make here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So they are forced to play overseas for one season and come back and play another season here. So that's what Brittany has been doing.
Yep, fantastic point. We will continue to watch that and hope for the best that we're able to get her out of there.
Hey, Sean Hannity.
Well, Lord have mercy. Well, you know, again, you know, we don't have any pull, anything, you know, from a political standpoint, you know, but from an Israelite standpoint, you know, of her, and we are asking to have mercy on her, and don't use her, you know, like they said, it was oil, it was cannabis oil. Some people say it was cannabis oil. Some people say it was hash oil. But like you said, it wasn't pounds and pounds of marijuana, and she wasn't a drug dealer, you know. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to say it was planted because I don't know. But whatever it was, have mercy on her. You know, we're going to go before y'all on this one right here. and just ask him to intercede and touch Vladimir Putin's heart and let her come home. I can't imagine. I have a daughter. I have a son that's 34. You know, and that nobody's ready for jail, especially over in a whole other country. No. We got to pray that he have mercy. He shows some mercy. Woo! You know, can you imagine what her parents think right now? What's going on with her parents? I would be sick. Brother Yeroslav, you would be sick. Because literally your hands are tied. It's not like you can fly over there and see her and make sure she's all right. Right now they're telling everybody to stay out of Russia. And if you're in Russia, come out of Russia because of the sanctions that they're putting on the Russian government.
That's bad.
You know, because as a parent, the first thing you want to do is go to the rescue.
Yep, and you can't do it.
We're going to get you an attorney. We're going to make sure we'll see what we can do. We can cut a deal or something. You can't do nothing. Not at this point. Like she said, she right about that pretty much. You got to wait till the war over. And they done cut off, they have cut off all of their MasterCard and Visa is cut off. They can't use them anywhere. They done stopped flights from coming in from Russia. I mean, they done cut all kind of stuff off.
This got the Most High autograph all over this situation. All we could do is stand still and see the salvation of the Most High. He's going to fix it. He's going to work it out his way. Now, either he's going to show how heinous these people are, because he's stirring the pot. Yep. This is him. Just like yesterday when you was talking about it being New York City, and you started reading me the scripture. Don't ever read me the scripture, or don't let me read it, because he going to give me what it is. When you started saying the clothing in purple, and you said New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles, also fashion capitals. When you started saying slave ships, that was North Carolina, Virginia, and Portland as well, the whole East Coast with the slave ships. And then you started saying other things, and I started seeing the whole United States, and I was like, oh, my goodness, this is the country he's talking about he's going to judge. The Most High got his hand on this pot, and he is stirring it. He's going to either show these how heinous these people are, or he's going to deliver them and show his mighty arm. But he is going to, one way or another, he's gonna show his hand. He's going to show his hand. But he's the one stirring this pot. This is a heinous situation. We're going to see his salvation, or we're going to see how heinous these people are, so that when he starts judging, we won't have nothing in our hearts saying, please don't do this to them. It's going to be something. He got to show. He got to put forth it so that he's going to show his cause. He don't have to prove nothing to us, but he's going to prove himself to us. He's going to prove that he's a just God.
Yeah.
He's going to prove that he is in control, but he's going to show us what we need to see in order to get to where we're going to go and be on the right side of where we're supposed to be instead of on the left side of the tracks because I see some Israel, having compassion in certain, with one thing to have compassion, another thing to go overboard and stand against Yah and say, don't do this, you wrong, I don't think this is right. He gonna prove himself so that when he does it, we gonna say, hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am, I believe that. And you know what, Brittany, if you can hear us under the sound of our voice, it's time for you to call on Yah. I don't know if you know it or not, but you need to call on Yah. Because one thing about Yah, Yah knows Russia. They call him Magog, and sometimes he's called me the Mede. But it's time for you to call on the Most High Yah. And for you all that are acquainted with this young lady, you better call on the Most High Yah, because it's going to take him this time to get this done. Really. And like you said, sis, this would be the opportunity for him to show up and show out and change things right in front of everybody's eyes. Because according to that scripture, Russia will be here until this whole story ends. They will be here through the duration. Now, whether Putin is the leader or not at the time, that's yet to be seen. But according to that Bible, Russia will be here and will be a major player in this thing through this whole story. So, you know, this is the time. If there was a time to call on the Most High Yah, it's now. Because we definitely will be praying for you, because you're going to need some prayer. You're going to need this is some big boy stuff right here. We're going to have to really go before the Most High on your behalf on this one. Because this is serious. This is not to be played with, you know. And like you said, whether, you know, it was something that you had and you forgot you had it, you know, because a lot of times it's legal in America. A lot of people, you say they use edibles and, you know, some people smoke it and some people use edibles and they have prescriptions for it and all kinds of stuff. But you're not in other countries. You know. So you just got to be careful. You know, it's just really, really, that's like somebody telling their mother to bring drugs up in a prison. Now, you know they listening to the phone calls. They listen to everything you say. And then you convince somebody to smuggle drugs into a prison. Shh. Mm-mm. You just can't do that. You got to be careful with that. You can't take your freedom for granted. This is serious. You know. And, Yeah, when I heard that, I was really kind of disturbed. I said, we got to really began to pray on her for her because, you know, she's a young, that's a child, 31 years old. You know, that even though she's a grown woman and that's still young. And we've all done some dumb stuff. Everybody on this line that did something that they have regretted when they were in their younger years. You know, and if it was a mistake, you know, you forgot it was there, it was a mistake, you know, but whatever it was, Yah can deliver you from it. Whoever it was, Yah can deliver you from it. You just got to trust it. And I'm talking from experience because he done delivered me from some things, so I know he will. So just repent and ask him to deliver you because he will. And this may be, it's just looking like it may be a spiritual thing. It may be. You know? It's just, woof. So, you know, these are the times when we have to come together and really begin to pray. You know, because that's what happens in a situation like this. You know. But, like the sister said, as far as Russia is concerned, if you ever get a hold of some of their books, and I don't have the name of them in front of me, but they have all kinds of icons and different images in their books where they know that the children of Israel were people of color. They know that. They know that. They know it. They may not say it, but they know it. You know? And like I said, the Most High knows. He knows every nation, but he definitely knows Russia. Anytime that Russia is in the scriptures, as major players, the Most High knows Russia. You know, and everybody's talking about Ezekiel 38. Is this Ezekiel 38? If it is, and we dealing with Ezekiel 38, then he knows Russia. Because they're going to be a major player, not only in all the way up to the end, but they're going to be a major player as it relates to the Israelites. Major player. You know, like we said yesterday when we was playing the clip where the man was giving a synopsis of Ezekiel 38 and he skipped past the scriptures that said that we were going to be dwelling safely in the land. And verse number 7 where he talked about be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy companies that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. Everybody skip past that part. You know, and that's Russia. He named them. You know, when they talk about Magog, that's Russia. Mishish and Tubal. Who else they got? Persia, that's Iran, Ethiopia and Libya, Gomer and Togarma, all that's up in Turkey. All of these people are supposed to guard us once we go back to the land that's brought back by the sword. And all of the pastors that we have heard on YouTube have skipped over that part. They won't even bring those scriptures into play. And you know why? Because they can't substantiate it. They can't validate it. Because it's talking about us. It's talking about us. It's talking about us going home. It says, this is verse 8, after many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword. That means war. And is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste. But it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. And when he says all of them, he tells you down in verse 11 who all of them is. He tells you who it is. You know, so this is no joke. Matter of fact, it's actually 11, it's 14. He said, therefore, son of man, prophesy and say unto God, thus saith the Most High Elohim, in that day, when my people of Israel dwell safely, shall thou not know it? He going to gather us out of the nations. He told us that. He said, well, let me go up here because I don't want to miss none. I want y'all to know about this because this is some serious business. Real, real serious. It said, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely. All of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates. He said, to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thy hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and good that dwell in the midst of the land. This is when the Most High is gathering his people out of the nations and bringing them back. That at some point, this is what he's going to do, y'all. All those nations that I named, they're going to guard us when we are going back to the land. And once they guard us, he said, an evil thought is going to come into the mind of Russia. He said, you're going to think an evil thought. He said, and you're going to come up against the children of Israel that's dwelling safely to take the stuff that the Most High has given us once we leave captivity. And the Most High is using Ezekiel to tell Russia, don't do it. But at some point, he don't trust them enough to guard us that we're going to be safe. This is scripture. And every pastor that we have listened to, everyone that's of the other nations, when they explain this scripture right here, they skip over that whole part. They don't even bring them scriptures in because you know why? They can't substantiate it. Can't validate it. They don't stick. So we know the Most High knows Russia. He knows them. And they're going to play a major part according to the book. So, you know, please have mercy on her. You know, if this is the Most High's doing, please have mercy on her. She made a mistake. She did. She made a mistake. You know, even if she did make a mistake, please turn this thing around. Have mercy on her. She is a young woman. She's 31 years old, and this is not our war. This has nothing to do with us. Nothing. We still trying to get them to keep shooting us down in the street. It ain't got nothing to do with us. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
She may be the prey.
Yes.
Because there's no reason for
them
to take her over 2 weeks. That's crazy.
Yeah. Over some liquid. Some hash oil or some, you know, because in this country, people eating it. They put marijuana in brownies and stuff and in cookies and stuff. People have prescriptions for it for medicinal purposes. You know, nausea from chemotherapy treatments and all kind of stuff. This is something that the Most High grew out of the ground. You know, and whether they make oil for it or whatever they do for it, if it's illegal in your country, it's illegal. She made a mistake. It's a mistake. But don't use us, because this ain't our fight. Because they already talking about, well, there's not a whole lot we can do about it. You know, as we really can't do a whole lot. Like, man. Oh, my goodness. So I just wanted to bring that to light. I wanted you guys to understand what was going on over there with her, because I kind of ran up on this yesterday, and it was like, wow. You know.
What you got to remember is that United States, egged this war on because Ukraine and Russia was going to reach a peace. But we did have a part in playing the antagonist in the situation. Instead of talking peace, we were egging the war on. But the Israelites and the dark-skinned people didn't have anything to do with this war, and they were leaving the dark-skinned people there in the midst of the war, just taking what seemed to be white people. But United States did have a part to play in this war. Yet I have to be honest, when they started, Biden was saying, you bet not, in other words, you better not attack Ukraine, you better not. And even that, they didn't say nothing for a long time. And we had already bombed Ukraine last year, but he was egging it on. And you don't keep telling a leader of a country, you better not do this, you better not do this stuff. They were, you know, egging him on. That was the United States that was doing that. And then they started, they was talking about peace. I thought they was going to settle it. And all of a sudden, the United States come with a whole bunch of countries to fight. Yeah, they had a part in there.
Like I said, it's unfortunate, you know, and why, you know, I don't understand why they would use us as an example, because, you know, the relationship that we have as a people in the United States of America is very different. Very different. It's very different, you know, and like the man said on the clip, as a father, my thing would be don't do drugs. How many kids you know don't smoke weed? Real talk. The kids do what they do. They do what they do when they're away from their parents, and kids are going to be kids, and it's a lot of grown people smoking weed still today. That's weed. That's oil from cannabis. That's from weed. So, you know, like I said, you know, it's probably plenty of it over in the United Kingdom. I mean, over in Russia. Plenty of it, probably. No doubt. You know, it ain't cocaine. It's not fentanyl. It's not none of that stuff that's out here now. It's marijuana. And even though it's illegal, you know, have mercy on her. Because we going before Yah that he touched your heart. You know, the Bible said the king's heart is in Yah's hand, and he turns it whichsoever way he will. And we're going to pray that he have mercy on her. Yes, we are, because this ain't our war. This has nothing to do with us. We've been fighting for our own justice in this country. We've been fighting that we be treated equal and that we be treated fair. So this is not our war. Please don't use her as an example. This has nothing to do with us. We got our own issues. Can I get an amen from somebody? We got our own issues over here. Treated right. You know? Oh, my goodness. So, you know, my heart just went out because I was just like, oh, my goodness. You know, but like you said, Brother Yerushalayim, sometimes when we get money and they give us a little taste of money and we get excited and we think that, you know, that everybody's equal and you treating it, that ain't the case. that's just not the case. You always have to be careful with what you do. But then again, like the guy, the little young guy in North Korea, look at what they did. You know? And what could be done about that? Was anything ever done?
Nope, not a thing. It's crazy. I mean, you have to really be careful when you're going overseas in other countries. You got to really be careful and cognizant of what you do.
So do. That is the truth. That is the truth. Like I said, even on cruises and stuff, when you go in international waters, you overseas.
Yep.
You know, you just in the water, but you in international water. You have to really, really be careful with the things that you do. Because it's not the same court as American court, you know, and you know. We've been struggling for a long time to try to get to be treated fairly, you know, and it, like I said, it's just been a struggle. It really has been, you know, in certain circumstances and instances. You know, so, you know, all this, they gonna use her as an example. No, that might not work out too well. You know, it's for her being used as an example. And then we putting all these sanctions on them too, to the point where his economy done plummeted. I mean, they said the ruble is not worth almost anything now. Not worth nothing.
Worth one penny. That's about it.
You know. So this probably took place before the war started. Early on in February, you know. Everybody told me that was back in February. We're only 6 days into March.
Yeah, it ain't been that long.
Right. Actually, like it's a whole year ago. No, it's only a few weeks ago. You know?
So, yeah, they like, oh, it just wound up. We just one of them black people, you know.
Right. right. Absolutely.
Yeah, they should have brought this up when it happened.
Yeah, sure should have, because we didn't know nothing about it, did we?
Nope.
I mean, you know, it's just one of them situations where, you know, like I said, the Most High let us know now, and we're going to cry out when you all go to prayer in the morning at 6 o'clock or at 9 in the evening, you call her name before the Most High, put her name on the altar, you know, that we begin to pray, because this is going to take some divine intervention. This is going to take God. I mean, it ain't funny. You know what I'm saying? It is. It's going to take some divine intervention to do this, to get her home. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we all have made some mistakes. We've all done some things that wasn't too smart, you know, and we've messed up in a sense. And, you know, everybody's done something that they shouldn't have, you know. But, you know, this is a little different. This is a little touchy right here. You just got to maintain your composure. You know, don't lose your mind, maintain your composure, and go into prayer. Bend them knees. It's time for you to bend your knees and call on Yah. I think I went to jail one time in my life, and it wasn't even my fault. It's something I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And I remember when I sat in that cell and they closed that door, it was a rude awakening. I'm like, oh, this ain't going to work. Psychologically, what goes on in your mind? You know, and I wasn't even in there, but what? They left me in there for, what, 20 minutes? 20 minutes too long. You hear me? The first thing I said was, this ain't going to work right here. This is really, I can't, Mm-mm. So, you know, that's the situation. And I walked out of there that same day, no charges, because it was, I had nothing to do with it. But I'm just saying, that just that little moment right there was enough to, and I still remember the feeling.
It's a bad feeling, isn't
it? Yes, sir. You better say that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you can't get out? No. Psychologically,
you feel
that's a lot. A lot. And you know, you used to deal with that yourself and seeing the mental state of people that were behind bars. It's a lot to deal with because some of them can't take it.
Sure can't. A lot of people can't take it. You know what I mean? That's a hell of a thing. You know, all your freedom gone. Somebody tell you what to do from sun up to sundown. Somebody telling you what to do.
Yeah. And I don't know what Russian prisons are like. I've never experienced it, you know. But you know what? They're locking up a lot of people in prison, men, women, and children. You know, if you protest about what they're doing, they're locking you up. They are.
Yep.
They even locking up little kids for 7 years. Little kids.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, and like you said, it's a different. That's a different monster. When I'm pulling up the Russian prisons, it don't look too. That don't look too good.
<That don't>, no.
It ain't funny, but that don't look too good at all. 1 minute you free, you traveling, you know, like a superstar. The next minute you, Yeah, I just looked that up. That's kind of scary looking right there. You know, you got to be, you subject to the food and everything. That's a lot. And like I said, you can't go visit.
No, you gonna eat what they give you, and that's it.
No. Yeah. You can't visit. No, but your family come see you.
No, a lot of Americans die overseas when they go to prison overseas.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's a lot. You know, like I said, she's a young woman. That's just a lot. I mean, if you just Google that and see what that looks like, that looks very dire. It does. It looks very dire. It's something that I just would never want to have to experience that. But, you know, that's the situation we in. Israel. All I can say is all praises to the Most High Yah. You know, we on our way. He's getting ready to deliver. He's going to keep his word. He's going to do what he said he's going to do. And all we have to do is continue. Like you said, sit still. You know, sit down. But, you know, that was her career. That was her job. She was going to work every day. You know, so I don't know, you know, what the situation was or whether she was traveling back here and was on her way back there. I don't know what it was. But, you know, you have to be very, very careful. And that's to everybody. This is not the time. Just be very careful with what you do, how you conduct yourselves, the things you get yourselves into. Stay out of trouble. Stay out of trouble. No, because the enemy is raging. He really is. He is raging. Anybody else have anything to say today before we, because I want to, you know, go at least to 5 o'clock, and I just wanted to share that with you guys, and I know it was a lot. Anybody have a comment about yesterday's class? Anybody have anything to say on, you know, where they think we are in this thing? And, you know, are you excited about this? Are you not excited? Anybody?
Well, I would say that I saw where the Prime Minister of Israel, he went to speak with Putin yesterday, and after they finished meeting, I was looking at I-24, which is an Israeli news station, and they only had like 5 seconds worth of comments about that, and they said something about they had to get to take advantage of a window as quick as they could. And then I saw where they airlifted a bunch of Ukrainian kids out of there back to Israel. and they all had their little yarmulkes on and everything. And I'm sitting there going, they're the same people.
Yeah.
The same exact people. So that's where the cave came from, that area.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Wow. Because that's the Caucasus Mountains, right?
Yeah, that area. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I figured it was over somewhere in Russia.
It was over in that area. It was over in that area somewhere. And they, like I said, they just, you know, there's a lot that's going on with them right now. I think it's more to it than meets the eye. I think it's a lot more to it than meets the eye because it's, you know, it's different nations that are involved. I think Israel's involved, but, you know, ain't nobody going to bring that out yet. Because I know at one point, and one of the sisters brought it up yesterday, that they tried to get the, some of the Israelis were trying to go back to Ukraine, and it was something about Putin wouldn't let them go back.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he wouldn't. This was a few years ago, and they wouldn't let him go back to Ukraine. And I think it was one of the things where, you know, you fed you the people, you failed that, take your punishment when that God come up.
Wow. Woo! It's just a lot. I'm telling you this. Yeah, they said the Caucasus Mountain includes the greater Caucasus range, has historically been considered a natural barrier between Eastern Europe and Western Asia, and that it is in part of Southern Russia.
Mm-hmm.
It's a region between the Black Sea and the Caspian Sea, mainly occupied by Armenia, Azerbaijan, Georgia, and parts of Southern Russia. Wow. It says the Lesser Caucasus Mountain Range in the south is occupied by several independent states, the same ones I called, but also extending to parts of northeastern Turkey, northern Iran, and the Republic of, I guess that's Artsakh. I can't pronounce that, but it's over there. All that's in the same area. And it's just strange because those are the nations that are in, some of those nations are the nations that are in Ezekiel 38. Lord have mercy. Yeah. That's what it says. It's over in that area. It sure is. Incredible. Yeah. You know, you say that a lot. The closer we get, this Bible is real. You know that?
Yeah.
This book is real. I'm telling you, you get to look at it. When you can open up this Bible and open up the history books and open up the maps, it's just like you just sit there with your mouth hung open and like, wow.
Yeah, because it is real. And it's going to get more amazing as time goes on because more and more are going to get revealed. This is going to be wow.
We ain't going to have no choice in that matter. For real, that is serious business. Lord have mercy. You know, but that's when you know prophecy. Because the thing is when you watch television and you don't know prophecy, like my mom said, I called her the other day, and she was like, I know you see this mess going on with Putin and Russia. I said, yes. She said, and you know his brother got something to do with it, too. He was talking about Donald Trump. And I was just laughing like, Donald Trump has nothing to do with this. This has nothing to do with Donald Trump. This is Yah's doing all day long. I didn't say nothing. I let it go. Because that's why it's important to know prophecy, because you can just sit back and watch it like, this is incredible. And it just came out of nowhere.
when nothing going on, then bling.
Ain't that how you do it? You remember COVID, you kept saying, it's something going on in China, and everybody kept ignoring you. And you kept saying, y'all better look at China because there's something breaking out over there. And then, look, the whole world was shut down.
Whole world. But, you know, I was listening to a video by Benighted Israel, and he put it real plain. He said, if y'all don't get it by now, he said, this started with in 2019 with the ending of the 400 years. He said, you think about what happened at the end of the 400 years. It started with the turmoil in the country. I mean, all the protests, and then all of a sudden the protests spread all over the world. After the protests, then we have the riots at the White House, where they run the Capitol building, where they go under that tearing it up. And then to top it all off, here comes COVID. For the next 2 years, just wiping people out, killing millions of people. And all of a sudden, COVID going away, and all of a sudden, here comes we on the brink of World War III. And you don't think that the Most High got a hand on it.
And it's shocking them today. It's shocking people today. They like, what is going on? So, like you said, as soon as you get out of one catastrophe, you walking right into another one. It's like, bam, 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 bam. They're like, wait a minute. Hold on. You know? It's just, there's no... And you know what tickled me is everybody kept saying, Yaina, you said the 400 years was over and nothing's happened. I'm like, just hold on. Just hold. I bet they ain't saying that now.
Nah, they quiet that. Now.
Woo, have mercy on us. Y'all have mercy on us. Forgive us for our sins and cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness. Because we have sinned and we need forgiveness to prepare his people for an exodus. Because he's going to gather his people from the four corners of the earth like he said. He is.
Mm-hmm.
He is. This is incredible.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I was going to add to what he said. I saw that video by Benaya Israel, and the other part that he put in there was there were the children of Israel, some of them were, you know, came from Spain earlier than us, but their 400 years would have been earlier, but nothing happened. It happened with us here in America.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
In this 400 years.
Yes, it did. Incredible stuff. It's just incredible, you know? And everybody thought it was funny. They said, no, this is it. You know, but it's some incredible stuff going on.
I got a good one before you leave, before we get off the air today.
Okay.
You know, Passover this year is on April Fool's Day. You know, and I should pull a point. That's a good thing to say to the Jews. April Fool's, you thought you were the Jews.
It's interesting. I'm telling you the truth. You know, and you know, like I said, everybody, all the pastors that come on YouTube explaining Ezekiel chapter 38, don't leave out the rest of the that say they supposed to guard over us, and that he's going to gather us out of the nations, and we're going to dwell safely in our land. Don't leave that out when you start explaining that. Don't leave that out now. That's important. We can't leave stuff out. For the people who don't know Scripture.
The more you know Scripture, the more you see that they do leave stuff out.
They do. And they so convincing. It sounds so convincing. You know, and this is that. And this sounds like that. And this is what this means. And you're like, you just left out about five verses completely out of the whole chapter.
Oh, I got a good one for you, sis. Last night in Israel, I watch a lot of I-24 when I get a chance, and they had a guy on there in the nation of Israel who said, and I quote, unquote, he said, they own undoing is coming upon. He said, well, the Hebrews were not in bondage in Egypt for 400 years. It was only 215 years, and that was nowhere. So now we got to deal with the 400 years. Man, ain't nowhere in y'all history where y'all been in bondage for 400 years. You know you're talking about us.
Sure ain't. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. It's a lot. Ooh, merciful. It's a lot. You just like, wow. It's a lot. That's all I can say on the matter. You know, you just, when y'all gets big, like I said, he's moving. He's moving very subtly and very quietly. He's moving. You know, and when you got the kind of power he does, he don't have to stand back and have, he don't have to have no bands playing or nothing to draw attention to himself. If you know what to look for, you sitting on the edge of your seat like, oh, shoot, this is, you ain't going to a whole nother direction. This is powerful. It is. It's powerful. Because it's written right in the Word. It's right in the Word. Right there. You know, and it's just some powerful stuff, I'm telling you. But I'll say this, we are getting ready to go home. If this is the war that they speak of in Ezekiel 38, and all we can do is just watch, because I don't know for surety that it is, but if this is the war of Ezekiel 38, the Most High getting ready to deliver his people. He going to deliver us anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, this is that, we on our way out of here real soon.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how long it's going to take. I can't, if this is that. I don't know. No. But the way Ezekiel reads is we will be dwelling in a land that is brought back by war, and we will be prospering. Mm-hmm. We will have our own animals, cattle, food, gold, and silver, and we will be prospering. And we don't have to go to Jerusalem. All we have to do is go back to the land of Canaan.
Yep.
Remember the lady asked me in Washington, D.C. when we went there for the 400-year prayer? She said, well, what is it that you all want? I said, we want to go home. We have been here for 400 years. We want to go home. I said, and that prophecy was fulfilled. I said, when it was time for us to fulfill that 400-year prophecy, your ancestors came and got mine. You should have seen the look on her face. It was utter terror. She was. Her eyes got big. It was utter terror. Like, oh, shoot. You know? So, it has truly, truly been an experience. But you know what? There's nothing to compare to the time when the Most High comes and we get ready to do another exodus. We get ready to do another exodus like we exited out of Egypt. I don't know how he going to do it, but you know what? I have prayed I want to be in the number.
Me too. I want to see it.
No, it ain't as crazy as it sounds. The Most High's word does not come back void, and nobody can fulfill Ezekiel 37 but us, because we are the only ones that have gone through the 400 years. It's us.
Yep.
I'm excited. I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited. You know, it's... War is always a terrible thing to see men, women, and children die. It's a terrible thing to see, you know, and it's not something that you really want to be a part of. It's not. It's not something you want to be a part of. You know, it's really sad to see the women and the children and all everybody displaced. But what it showed me was when Yah gets ready, he shakes up the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we put so much emphasis on clothes and shoes and designer clothes and houses and cars and income and all the stuff we put value on over here. And those people were displaced within a 24-hour period. This one man was interviewed. He said, did you leave your stuff behind in your apartment? He said, there's no more apartment. It's gone. He said, we just have to start all over again from scratch. I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to have to start all over again. He said, we just have to start all over again from scratch. Crucial. Your life can change in a fraction of a second. That's why you have to give y'all praise every day, because you don't know from one day to the next how you're going to live. You just don't know.
No, you don't.
And it's not guaranteed. They left everything. All they could carry was what they could carry on their back.
Exactly. Ain't that what we're leaving with this time? Ain't that what we're leaving with this time, just the stuff on our back?
Yes, sir.
And they're gonna have it. It's a scripture that says they're gonna have the clothes and all that for us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. He said, "Don't bring nothing with you. You can't bring nothing. You're gonna leave it all behind." And I just watched a nation do that. They left it all behind. They left it.
Mm-hmm.
It's frightening. To see, you know, that kind of stuff happens in life, because I've never seen war. When we was in the Vietnam War, I was too small to understand what was going on.
Well, I haven't seen it from a whole another way, but I...
It's a terrible
ain't something
thing.
That you want. Yep.
Man. But guess what? We fought in that Bible. It was wars in that Bible. We fought.
Mm-hmm.
We did, you know, even us as a nation. You know, the Most High allowed us to go in and take countries. I mean, area, territories, especially the territories that was the land of Canaan. We had to fight and take possession of that land. And it was ugly. So, you know, it's a very difficult thing. It's a difficult thing to watch. But again, for the last time, I want to reiterate this one more time. You know, please show her some compassion. You know, this is not our war. You know, this we have nothing to do with this. You know, she made a mistake. She was young. We've all done things that have been inappropriate being young. And we ask, you know, that you show her some mercy and allow that young lady to come home. You know, pay a fine or something. I don't know, but. You know, just release her and allow her to come home, because, you know, this is, and they telling all Americans to get out of Russia. You know, like he said, a Uber costs $700. Who has that kind of money to catch an Uber somewhere? And this, where you going to go? The missiles ain't, you know what I'm saying? Who has that kind of money? And if an Uber
right
costs $700, how much a plane ticket costs?
Ooh, God. I could imagine.
You know? So I just wanted to say that. I wanted to let everybody know, you know, that have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. We'll be back here on, we'll be on our regular class on Wednesday, you know, at 7 o'clock p.m., our reading of the Old Testament. We do the New Testament on Thursday at 7 o'clock. And we'll be doing this, you know, as long as the Most High will allow us to, because we're believing his word and we're waiting on him to deliver his people. If you have any questions or anything, please feel free to email us at theyehudaproject@gmail.com. And Yehudah spelled Y-E-H-U-D-A-H. Y-E-H-U-D-A-H. And, you know, we will try to respond to you as soon as we possibly can. Please keep Brittany Grinner in your prayers. Everybody pray for her, because she's going to need prayer, prayer, prayer. And we will watch Yah move and do what it is that he does. You know, so we'll go from that point. And if there's nothing else, everybody have a wonderful rest of your week. And we say shalom, shalom, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.
Shalom.
Shalom.